is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? And here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Today's Thursday, May 17th, 2012. We're broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. There are over 100 of us here at USAPrepares.com. We're inventors. We're innovators. We're Americans. Today, you're going to meet another one of us, an inventor, author, patent holder, chemist, and USAPrepares.com instructor, Dr. Laura Presley. Dr. Laura Presley holds a PhD from the University of Texas, Austin. She's published in peer-reviewed journals and has 4 patents. She and I have a scientific view about water and some of the chemicals in our water. We're going to be discussing fluoride, its health effects, its costs. Should we be concerned? Let's find out. Welcome, Dr. Laura Presley.
Well, hello, Vincent. How are you? Thanks for having me. I love your show, and you are a gift to the rest of us that aren't as let's say, informed about fluoride, and you're a true gift.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Dr. Presley, you have been on the Alex Jones broadcast, the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, right here on Genesis Communications Network. And please tell us a little bit about your background.
You bet. Well, I'm a chemist. I've been a chemist here in Austin, Texas for about 18 years. I got my PhD in chemistry from the University of Texas at Austin as a single mother. My daughter was 3 years old when I started, and she was about 8 when I finished. I spent 17 years in the semiconductor industry here in Austin, and my basic responsibilities were contamination engineering. So I have a background in how microchips don't work with contamination of water. We use a lot of water processing in our chip manufacturing. And so, I know what clean water, pure water really is needed for computer chips. And imagine your body. We're very sensitive. We're more sensitive than computer chips. And so given that background, I had a lot of health issues with my thyroid. I do not have any genetic predisposition for thyroid illness, but I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, thyroid disease, called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and also had hypothyroidism. I was diagnosed probably 10 years ago, and I'd had a lot of really severe symptoms of hypothyroidism where I was gaining weight. I could not sleep enough. My metabolism had been so slowed down. My thyroid was not functioning. I had hair loss. I had memory loss. I remember driving in Austin, north of Austin, where I lived, and I could not remember how to get home. I was driving. My husband was a passenger in the car, and he turned to me and said, "You don't know how to get home, do you?" And to tell the truth, I did not. And that was the last straw. I was probably about, I'm 50 now, so I was about 40 years old, and I was thinking, oh, I'm getting older and, you know, maybe approaching menopause, and went to the doctor. They said, "Your thyroid is really out of whack, and we're going to put you on," it was Armour Thyroid at the time. So I took that for about eight to nine years. But my symptoms still would go up and down. I still had weight issues. I still had memory issues. I still had metabolism issues, and sleeping was not stable. And I said, you know, I've got to figure this out. Something else is going on because I'm on this medication I'm supposed to be taken care of. My symptoms are not supposed to be here anymore. So I did a lot of research, and lo and behold, found a ton of research on fluoride. in the water and how it affects your thyroid. The reason it affects your thyroid, imagine back when it was last year when the Fukushima reactor disaster happened in Japan, and a lot of people on the West Coast, my daughter lives in Seattle, they were encouraged to take iodine because your thyroid wants iodine. Well, if you look at a periodic table where fluoride and iodine fall, fluoride is the most electronegative element on the periodic table, and it's in the same column as iodine. And your thyroid wants iodine. So electronically, fluoride is very similar. And when you give it fluoride, give your thyroid and your body more fluoride than you're giving it iodine, your thyroid will uptake that instead and then not function correctly. And that made so much sense to me as a chemist. So I decided very strictly, I said, I'm not going to drink any more fluoride. I'm not going to intake any more fluoride into my body and see how that affects my thyroid function. And after about 6 months of strictly, you know, I would take purified water to restaurants. I refused to drink anything but absolutely purified reverse osmosis water, because reverse osmosis actually gets 90 to 95% of fluoride out of the water. And after doing that for about 6 months, I no longer needed my medication. I went to my thyroid doctor, and I was in remission from my hypothyroidism. My functions, my thyroid functions were really good. My Hashimoto's thyroiditis antibodies were non-existent, and so I was in remission from that also. So that was the beginning of, you know, my research and then me experiencing the benefits of cleaning that stuff out of my system. We get fluoride in a lot of ways. We get it in our pesticides. You know, if you do not eat organic vegetables, organic food, you will be ingesting some sodium fluoride, because that is the key pesticide that's used. If you drink tea, natural tea has fluoride in it. So if you really want to get fluoride out of your diet, drink reverse osmosis water. Cook with reverse osmosis water, because even when you boil, you know, for soups or pasta or rice, whenever you're making your food, you still are ingesting it. So you have to be very regimented. And no teas, and, you know, try to do organic vegetables. You can get very reasonably priced organic vegetables at farmers markets, et cetera. And so if you do that, take a look. See how your symptoms are. And, you know, when is the last time we went to a physician and we said, you know, gosh, I'm having thyroid issues, I'm having metabolism issues, I've gained some weight, I've got some swelling. And the doctor says, well, you know what, stop drinking your tap water and come back to me in about 30 days and we'll see if you need to get a drug. They don't say that. There are a lot of chemicals in our tap water. Fluoride's one of them. Chlorine affects your thyroid. There are a lot of chemicals, pharmaceutical residues that's in our tap water, because these municipalities do not spend the money to purify it out. They just treat it on top with more chlorine. And our water is probably the most important thing we put in our body. We worry about organic food, but where's our organic water? I always ask that question, and that really puts people kind of sets them back and go, yeah, you know, I don't think about that. We drink more fluids than we eat food, and so our water should be the absolute purest we can put in our body. So that's kind of my background and how I got into this, found the solutions myself, and it's surely a lot cheaper, I'll tell you that. I'm not taking medication for allergies. I'm not taking medication for swelling or migraines or thyroid issues or all of that. And honestly, the last 2 years, I haven't even hit my deductible on my health insurance because I'm so healthy. And, you know, I'm 50 years old. I don't take any medications. And that's phenomenal. And that's the way I want it. I'd rather my food and my water be my medicine.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Laura Presley. And I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 60. And I don't take any medications. I live on a farm. And we filter our water with a carbon block water filter. We used to have reverse osmosis. It failed after, you know, years and years of use. So we switched to a Berkey water filter. And, you know, I was thinking about so many tests that you can have done on well water. And it's so cost prohibitive to do those 300 or 400 tests that we just decided to use a carbon block and get most of what's in there out. And there's also a post filter for fluoride that could be added to one of these carbon block filters that would remove some more of the fluoride. But, you know, you're absolutely right. And as I go, and I don't like going to a supermarket. I really don't. But I notice that people are really gaining weight in a very rapid way. And so are you saying that some of the weight gain that we are seeing, this extreme weight gain, can be attributed to the fluoride in the water?
Absolutely. And, you know, it affects your, and this is one thing that I think is missed with regard to fluoride in the water. You know, a lot of people are against it, you know, for a lot of reasons. You know, we shouldn't be medicating the public without a dose control, et cetera. But our biggest health issue in this country is obesity. And, you know, you've got kids that are obese that, you know, I think there are two major components to the obesity epidemic here in the U.S. One is the fluoride in the tap water because it affects your thyroid. It affects your metabolism. I mean, that's a no-brainer. Everybody knows that, you know, your thyroid controls your metabolism, all right? Mm-hmm. The second thing is, you know, with obesity, I think high fructose corn syrup is not a natural product. It stays in our bloodstream. Our liver tries to, you know, metabolize it in our kidneys and everything, and it stays in our bloodstream. So it keeps our, you know, high blood sugar levels, and you start doing fat generation. And so those two things, if people would understand that the fluoride in the tap water affects our kids and our adult metabolism, then also high fructose corn syrup is just a disaster to our immune system and our digestive system and all of it. Those two things, you know, and I have vowed, and it's hard to completely get high fructose corn syrup out of your diet. My husband and I both have done that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to do, but you cannot eat those processed foods, you know, the vanilla wafers that you love or, you know, the juices that you love. It's all sweetened with this stuff. And, first of all, it's a GMO. It's genetically modified corn. You know, corn is 90% genetically modified. And so the corn syrup that you're eating, not, you know, you get two hits. You get the high fructose corn syrup, which is not natural, and then you get the GMO component of it. So all of that affects us.
Dr. Presley, I have on my computer screen in front of me a picture of you. You look like the epitome of health. You do not look overweight in any way, shape, or form. Is that you that I have a picture of?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
Dr. Laura Presley, PhD chemist. And I'm Vin Finelli. If you would like to give us a call and talk about or ask questions about chemicals in your water, 855-600-4261, 855-600-4261.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Laura Presley is with me today in the broadcast classroom. And we are discussing chemicals in the water. Some of them cause problems. For example, we've been talking about weight gain in America, and you've seen it. I've seen it. I don't very often have city water that's been treated with fluoride. I live in the country. I have a well on our farm. And we filter our water through a carbon block filter. And I've lived on a farm for a very long time. So I've been somewhat removed from the fluoride in the water. However, I do see obesity as a serious problem. And I don't believe that obesity is entirely the problem of the people that are obese. I believe that they are being fed misinformation and they are being fed chemicals without their full knowledge, and that is what's causing the obesity. Is that something you agree with or disagree with, Dr. Presley?
I completely agree with it. And, you know, if you look at people, there was a Centers for Disease Control study done, I think, in 2006 or 2008, not sure exactly the year, but they showed that Hispanics and African Americans are affected by fluoride disproportionately to Caucasians. And so there are, you know, it was a 3X impact compared to Caucasians. And so you do have a genetic predisposition for effects of fluoride. And so you look at the Hispanic population and you look at the African-American population and the degree of obesity, degree of diabetes, all of that, and it just it's consistent with it. So I completely agree that there are chemicals that our body is being exposed to that are not natural, that they are not meant to be exposed to, and it reacts in ways of, you know, trying to go into survival mode which is, you know, store fat. So I do believe that. And, you know, it just makes logical sense, I think intuitive sense, that you add fluoride to someone's diet. Their body wants iodine, so their thyroid works correctly, and you're not giving it iodine. You're giving it fluoride over the top of you know, what it needs. And, of course, your thyroid's not going to work correctly, and you're going to have obesity. It's very simple to understand that.
Well, when you said African Americans and Hispanics, you know, I was trying to draw a correlation, and it seems to me that maybe there are more African Americans and Hispanics in cities than in rural America. And in rural America, where we have wells, there's no fluoride added to our well, I mean, that I know of. And could that be part of it, where the diet of city people is more prone to being treated with fluoride?
And also the larger cities, most, you know, that's where the, you know, honestly, where the money is. These municipalities spend about 50 cents to a dollar per person to fluoridate. Here in Austin, we have about 1 million people in our greater Austin area, and we spend about $1 million on fluoride, adding it, you know, fluoride to our water supply each year. And so, you know, there is some financial incentive that these companies have to focus on the larger cities, because that's where the money is and that's where the financial return on investment is.
Yeah,
so absolutely,
it makes a lot of sense to me. And so how is it that we've gotten to this point where we have allowed fluoride, and who's allowed the fluoride to be put in our water? It didn't just one day appear. It kind of snuck in, I guess.
You know, it snuck in over the last, what I would say, 60 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these municipalities, they're the people on the city council, they're the ones that control whether the fluoride's in the tap water or not. And that's just the bottom line. The city councils control it. And, you know, the CDC comes to these councils and says, you know, hey, don't you want to prevent your low-income families from their kids from having cavities, because that's a big financial burden on these families? And so from a good intention standpoint, it makes sense. But the bottom line is the data's not there to support that this actually prevents cavities, and we can talk more about that.
Dr. Laura Presley, Vinfanelli, USAPrepares.com. Does fluoride prevent cavities? We're going to find out when we come back in just a minute.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm really enjoying this class. Dr. Laura Presley's with me. She's a scientist. She's a chemist. She's reminding me of chemistry class about 40 years ago. We're talking about fluoride in the water. And just before the break, we were talking about, does fluoride prevent cavities? So that's the question. Dr. Presley, does it?
Well, there's a lot of controversy right now over that. The mechanism that fluoride does prevent cavities is a topical mechanism. What it creates is a calcium fluoride matrix that's very hard on the surface of the tooth. The problem is when you ingest it, it's very difficult to get that fluoride to the surface of the tooth except by swallowing it and it rushing past the teeth and going, you know, subsequently into your stomach and into your organs. So the mechanism, and the American Dental Association has confirmed that the majority of the mechanism is topical. So ingesting the fluoride really causes, you know, other health issues and does not affect, you know, the doesn't allow the creation of the calcium fluoride on the surface of the teeth. And I'm going to quote here the American Dental Association's Research Foundation. They are the Pfaffenberger Research Center. And you can go on their website, and I'm going to read you a quote from them. And this is up today in this moment, mm-hmm. and it says, after 60 years of community water fluoridation, we still do not know how much fluoride is required to prevent caries. That means dental caries, cavities. This may be because there's no systematically performed in vitro studies that separate the significant factors. So even the American Dental Association, the research center, says, you know what, we don't know how much fluoride is required to prevent the prevent cavities. And that's the bottom line. Okay, and then also the World Health Organization has done a huge study and analysis of countries that have fluoridated and not fluoridated. And what's interesting is the decrease in the amount of cavities for countries that fluoridate their water and countries that do not fluoridate, there's no difference in the amount of cavities that have reduced over the last 60 years. And their study you can go look at, it's from the World Health Organization, you can go look it up. It's called Tooth Decay Trends, Fluoridated versus Unfluoridated Countries. And from 1955 to 2005, which is what the data is included here, you can see no difference. And, I think that's the bottom line. Does it work? There's no data that supports it works. Does the American Dental Association know exactly how much fluoride is required to prevent these cavities? The answer is no. So bottom line is, why are we doing it? If we don't know what the number is, we should not be medicating our populations, across this country, across all these municipalities. Children, babies, parents will use tap water to reconstitute baby formula. Even the American Dental Association in 2006 said, do not use fluoridated tap water for infants below 6 months of age, because their teeth, those baby teeth that they're having, they're going to fall out. Why are we even concerned about the mechanism, even if we do have some sort of, cavity prevention for baby teeth? Babies before 6 months old do not need fluoride. It affects their kidneys. Their kidneys are not developed as adults are. They cannot filter this very strong electronegative fluoride chemical from the water that parents are giving them. The other issue is mother's milk has about 250 times lower fluoride concentration than our tap water at 0.7 part per million. Nature did not get it wrong. Nature prevents fluoride from getting to babies. And, to me, that's the telltale sign that this is not the right thing to do. When nature has said it for, so many thousands of years, we've said no, babies should not be exposed to fluoride. The mother's body is a filter, per se.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then that's what we should be doing.
No, it's clear to me. And I'm looking at that exact chart that you're talking about, tooth decay trends, fluoridated versus unfluoridated countries. And what I'm seeing is the rate of reduction mm-hmm. of dental cavities or caries is slower in the United States than just about every other country on this chart. And that includes Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. And these are countries that you would say would be modern, wouldn't you?
Exactly. And, the bottom line is that it's not causing the reduction in cavities that we have expected, and the data proves it out. And, Europe does not fluoridate. Like the countries that you mentioned, France and Denmark and Germany, Italy, Japan will not fluoridate. Okay. And they're one of the countries that, very technologically advanced, mm-hmm. Compared to, developed countries across the world. They will not fluoridate. Sweden does not fluoridate. Switzerland. So that's a big signal there. Okay. Why are we doing it? And, the bottom line is the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, they're the big promoters of fluoride. And it's been theorized, why they are continuing to promote this, even amidst all of the data that says it's not working and it's not needed. And there are now, in the last 5 to 10 years, all these health studies that have shown issues. Children, boys, are affected by fluoridation severely. They are 5 to 7x more probable to contract bone cancer than boys that are not exposed to fluoridated tap water. So you've got bone cancer, and you can imagine that. The calcium is being attacked by the fluoride. Again, you make this calcium fluoride matrix that is not natural, and it's more brittle. So again, you know, the bone cells are not the healthy as they should be. So yes, cancer can begin to set in. And so young boys are more affected. And so you've got bone cancer, you've got hypothyroidism, you've got, there's intellectual problems where children, there have been studies, you know, outside the U.S. that have shown IQ degradation for children exposed to fluoride because it affects the pineal gland. And, you know, they're just issue after issue from a health standpoint. Kidney disease, people with kidney disease cannot filter the fluoride out as those of us that don't have the kidney diseases. So one thing after another, all these health studies have come out in the last 5 to 10 years, and continuously the CDC, you know, continues to promote this thing. And the theory that's come out of from several people is that if the CDC were to admit that fluoridation does not work, they will lose a lot of face. And so that's one of the main reasons that they continue to push this. They're like a dinosaur, you know.
Sure,
we want them
sure.
to respond to the most recent data, and they're not responding to it. And so really, people, as citizens, we have to take into our own hands. And my encouragement to everyone is go to your city council, present the data, present there's no dose control, present the thyroid data, present the cancer data. And here in Texas, College Station, which is a very close community here in, next to Austin, and kind of competitors to us in football, mm-hmm. the Texas A&M Aggies and the UT Longhorns always fighting, you know, with regard to sports. But the Texas A&M Aggies actually got fluoride out of their water about a year ago. And, you know, that's created a lot of competition here in Austin. So they got it out based on the health issues. Their city council looked at the data, did their own research, and it's just blatant. It's so obvious. And so I encourage everybody, go to your city council, present the scientific data, and, you know, if that doesn't work, there are steps you can go further from that. Political, you know, get on city council. I just ran for the Austin City Council here on, you know, a lot of platforms, and fluoride was one of them. And I actually got 46% of the vote, which says Austin is ready to get rid of fluoride. And I was a newcomer into politics, first time out, and I will run again, and we will win the second time after all, you know, building this base that we have now. But attack this from a political standpoint. You know, get groups in your community to go in front of city council. You see a lot of numbers presenting this information. It makes a big impact. And then if that doesn't work, then pursue lawsuits. And we're doing that here in Austin also, looking at how to appeal, you know, to the legal system. And, you know, there are a lot of options you can do from a legal standpoint. You know, there's no informed consent for the medication that they're putting in the water. Fluoride's not an FDA-approved drug. It's deceptive trade practices to say this prevents cavities when the data doesn't show it. And also there's personal injury. Fluorosis is a big issue with children and adults that have been overexposed to fluoride. And you get the modeling of the teeth, you get the brittleness, you get the pits. And so there are a lot of ways to approach, you know, first from a scientific standpoint, put political pressure on your city councils, and then pursue legal approaches. That's kind of the recipe.
Dr. Presley, you're talking about getting groups of people together. What our class doesn't know, and I haven't really told them here on Genesis Communications Network because I'm relatively new here, is that USAPrepares.com is a radio broadcast, and we also are we also have an expo, a Get Prepared Expo. But every Friday night, we have a meetup at a local hangout or a restaurant that we take over the entire restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, and we talk about these kinds of issues. And we have become not just a radio broadcast, but we are a movement now. And there are like-minded people that that want things to happen. They want their taxes reduced. They want more information. They don't want to be lied to. They don't want misinformation. And they do want fluoride out of the water. And so that is something that, we have undertaken. And we're only about a little less than a year old in terms of the broadcast. So it's really gaining momentum. And some of us are running for office. Some of us have gotten into positions to represent the public, and it's really working. You said something about IQ degradation, and as I look around, America is falling down. We, you know, I used to be in Silicon Valley. I started a company manufacturing satellite communications equipment, satellite receivers back in 1980, those great big dish antennas. We were one of the pioneers in that industry in Silicon Valley, California. And I look around at our thought processes, and I'm not so sure that young people today would have the desire or the ability to think way out of the box anymore. And I'd like to talk about them when we get back, and also about your company. I'm Vin Fanelli, Dr. Laura Presley. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
There's a link to Dr. Laura Presley and her company on the website. USAPrepares.com, page one. So if you go to USAPrepares.com, you can find Dr. Laura Presley. She's on page one. And there's a link to PureRainUSA.com, PureRainUSA.com. That's her website. Many of you know that I broadcast twice a day. I broadcast in the morning on Genesis Communications Network from 10 to 11. And then I broadcast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on KWTO AM 560, Springfield, Missouri. And all day yesterday, there was a promotion that was running by the morning talk show host saying that there's some contention in Springfield, Missouri, and there's contention about fluoride being put in the water. Well, that contention was started by yours truly, and I was able to call in this morning and talk to the morning program, and they had the city manager, who I've been calling to be fired for putting fluoride in the water, and I cited, you can even go to Wikipedia and find out information about the diseases that fluoride causes, and the response was very simple. Well, Wikipedia is a community-driven project by volunteers, and, you know, how can you depend on that? And, well, Linux is the same thing. Linux is an operating environment that is a community volunteer-driven environment for as an alternative to Windows, and it works really well, and so does OpenOffice, which are both free, and I use both of them here in the studio. So my question to Dr. Laura Presley is IQ degradation and the effect on creativity, kidney disease, bone cancer, if all these things are pointed to, how is America going to recover from this slump that we're in? How are we going to be creative once again when we're faced with obesity at epic proportions?
You know, that's a very good question. It's a very sad question.
Yeah.
There's nothing that we can do quickly. You know, I think we are making progress getting fluoride out of our tap water in a lot of cities. The largest U.S. city that recently did it was Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just phenomenal because that really is going to start a chain reaction. Larger cities have been less, I guess, interested in getting the fluoride out. So what happens is these smaller communities have been doing it. You know, people with 5,000, you know, 50,000 to 100,000 population, because those city municipalities are less corrupt. There's less money there. And so when the larger cities start doing it, that's when the chain reaction happens. And so Albuquerque is a big one. And, you know, I want to just reiterate what you're saying about the IQ degradation. There have been 24 published studies in China, Iran, India, and Mexico that have, that show that, moderate to high fluoride exposure is associated with lower IQ in children. Studies have not been initiated in the U.S. They are barred from happening here. And, you know, if you don't look, you don't find. That's basically, you know, the science. if you don't do this study in the U.S., you're not going to see the data. So, you know, I want to encourage, you know, more people look at the data themselves, present it to their city councils, do what you're doing, which is phenomenal. You know, get organized, have a lot of people saying the same thing and then also running in those political positions to make a difference. And that's how we get this changed.
Dr. Presley, I'm looking at some information on my computer right now, and it shows a toothbrush with an amount of toothpaste the size of a pea, okay, which nobody uses. That's not enough. That equals the amount of fluoride in a glass of water.
Yeah.
And then it says on the tube of toothpaste, and I have one in my hand, keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact a poison control center immediately.
That's right. And the most severe chemical in that toothpaste is the fluoride. It's not the other things in there. It's the fluoride.
Dr. Laura Presley is going to be with me this afternoon on the 3 o'clock broadcast. I'm looking so much toward that, and we're going to get the information out twice today. Dr. Presley, thanks so much. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForParis.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.